All right. Dallas, how are you?
Great. How are you guys doing?
All right. Thanks for taking a few minutes.
No problem.
All right. Just start us out. Colts in a little bit of an unfamiliar position from past years at 3-4. How would you answer sort of why are the Colts 3-4 right now?
We're doing our best trying to figure that out every day. But you know, I think just kind of looking back, it's a combination of a few things. Just people making little mistakes that we're normally not making. It's just kind of younger guys gelling. It's timing. It's just misfortune. Just other things that happen in the NFL. So. You know, it's just really, we're really not trying to, try to put a blame on anything or anyone. You know, we're just trying to get better, and we're just trying to, keep the focus on getting better every day. And, we showed signs of that last week, and it just didn't, you got to play the full four quarters, and, we're learning how to do that. And, it's just been, on and off this year for whatever reason.
How odd is it to be facing the Patriots under these conditions? I mean, usually when you guys meet, it's for, supremacy in the AFC. Both teams are undefeated or maybe one loss. But now both teams are sort of fighting for their lives here.
Yeah, I mean, this is, definitely different, both teams, I think, have great confidence in themselves, and they have great leadership. And I feel both teams aren't really, panicking, hitting the panic button, yet. And, I think everyone, I think the leadership, leadership. And I think that's really going to gel, or that's really going to help gel the teams and really help get through this tough time for both teams. And, I think both teams are definitely, going through some adversity that, not used to facing. But, I think everyone is approaching it the right way, and this is definitely a different situation for us, but definitely are looking forward to the challenge.
How hard was it after the Tennessee game? It sounded like Tony all but conceded the division, saying it was going to be tough to get back and try to make the playoffs, but really the division was probably out of reach. How tough is it to hear that halfway through the season?
Yeah, that's very difficult, but that's just that's the hole we've put ourselves in, and that's that we have nothing, no one to blame but ourselves for that, and that's tough, and but we do know that there's a lot of season left to be played, and anything can happen, and there's still a chance for us, and we're definitely not we're not checking out yet, and no matter what some people might be saying or whatever you hear, but we're definitely we've definitely put ourselves in a hole, and now every game from here on out is critical, and we got to we got to focus not on week 15, 16. We got to put all our focus in each week, in each game, in each day, and just keep it at that. So just take care of this week. And then just, then put all our effort, no matter what happens this week, put all our effort into the next game. And, just keeping our mindset that, kind of keep the blinders on, to the games down the road, and just really just put all our energy and focus and concentration on 1 week at a time.
Dallas, could you just talk about your past battles with Rodney Harrison, who obviously isn't going to be there this week, and how that might affect your game or the game overall?
Yeah, Rodney's a great player, and he definitely gives a big lift for their defense. And I know it's everyone has they always say next guy in, and I think just on this side of the fence, I think Rodney's a tough guy for them to replace. He brought so much to their defense, so much versatility, and just that toughness that that the defense always shows. So. I think he allowed them to do a lot of different things. I mean, he can cover tight ends, he can cover, he can come and pester a wide receiver and stuff like that. So, when you don't have a guy like that, that's tough, but they have great leadership on their defense, and they have guys that have been there and have been in, situations like this before, and they're just, rallying around each other and helping the younger guys out, and they're definitely not gonna use that as an excuse or anything. I mean, they're going to be able to, you know, they're still going to be able to do their thing and fly around and make plays as they do every game.
I guess if you were making a list of the things to feel good about with the Colts, your performance Monday would be one of them. Do you feel like you're hitting your stride after the knee problem?
Disappointed in my performance last week. You know, just had a few things, you know, especially the ball that went through my hands for the interception. That really was a turning point for them, and you know, it was very frustrating, and you know, things like that. It's just, you know, in tough, close games like that, every play counts, and you know, you can forget about what you did in the first, second quarter, or whatever. And you know, it's you know, when it comes to the third and fourth quarter, that's when it counts, and your team's expecting you to make plays, and you know, I didn't make that one, and that's very frustrating. So, you know, I wasn't very, very satisfied with the performance, and you know, definitely got to keep working and keep getting better.
Dale, sorry if you've been asked this, but considering the hype that's generally around these games between you guys and the Patriots, and I guess in particular last year, the way it was, how different does this one feel?
I don't think it's any different. You know, I think that's, you know, I think if you've been in this game long enough, I think, you know, anyone on the Patriots team would probably feel the same way. You let everyone else kind of build up the game hype and all that. I mean, I think it's best for the players to really just kind of look at every game the same. Every game's important, and you put every effort, you put everything into it each week. And then when that game's over, it's over. You can't do anything about it. There's no what ifs. What if, you know, we should have done this, should have done that. You know, that's there's no second chances. So you know, it doesn't really matter records. It doesn't matter where we're playing, when we're playing. You know, all that. You face each opponent the same. You put all the effort. You put the same routine of game film, studying, you know, personnel and all that. And you know, it doesn't matter, you know, for each team. So you know, what's great about these matchups and why it's such a big, you know, it's always, you know, hyped up, and it's because, you know, both teams play, you know, play really well. And, you know, this year we haven't, and, you know, so that's different, but, you know, it's always a great challenge between us, and it's usually a close game fought to the end. And so, you know, definitely what, you know, people look for in football, and, you know, we look forward to as players.
Does that mean there's almost more at stake? I mean, whereas last year you had all the hype and both teams were undefeated, everything else. Now, because of where you guys are, where they are, there might be more at stake than there has been in the past?
No, I mean, I think, you know, what I said in my answer was just that each game's the same. You know, every game is big, no matter what. So I think that's kind of what I was trying to explain, is that, you know, it doesn't matter what the record is. It doesn't matter, you know, where you're at in the division. You know, every game's big, and, you know, all the way from week one to week 16. So, you know, I think that's how I handle every game or face every game. You know, every game's big. You know, it doesn't matter if you're facing 0-7 or 0-8 or whatever, and you know, or an 8-0 team. You know, you prepare for them the same, and you give this, you know, you give the effort the same.
Dallas, how have you found the new stadium? How fast is it? How does it fit with your style of play?
The new stadium is beautiful. You know, it's definitely different than the RCA Dome in many, many areas. But you know, I think it's definitely, you know, I think we're getting used to it, and I think we're getting comfortable with it. But it's you know, it's a great thing for the city and for the fans of for Indianapolis, and I think everyone, you know, even players are, you know, have been excited to play in it this year, but in the same sense, you know, definitely getting used to it, and you know, it took a little time, but you know, I think feeling very, very comfortable with it. But it's you know, it's a fun place to play a game.
Dallas, how has Dominic Rhodes filled in for Joseph Addai, and to what degree does your offense change with Rhodes in the lineup?
Dom, he's a fantastic player. He, you know, he just brings so much energy, and just, you know, he's definitely a playmaker. And you know, I think that was kind of the point, you know, when we brought him back this year. I think just, you know, what he's been able to do in the past for us, and so having him back, and you know, especially in a situation like this with Joe getting hurt, and having that, you know, just not really losing much. I mean, they're two different kind of style runners, so defense has to prepare differently for him. But Adami's, he's a spark plug. He can make a big play happen, and if there's poor blocking or if, you know, somebody screws up, he can make a guy miss. And Joe's as elusive, but just, you know, more of a power runner and hits the hole a little harder. But it's kind of one of those things that that Domi's been a big addition for our team, and just definitely brings in a lot of energy into the huddle.
That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dallas.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You too.